football news for us today.
Kim, we're now 78 days away to the kickoff of football's premier event, the World Cup in Brazil. The Samba Boys from Brazil, winners of a record 5 World Cup trophies, will host Croatia in the opening match June 12th in Sao Paulo. World football's governing body, FIFA, at its webpage, FIFA.com, recently asked which of the 5 African participants will be most successful at Brazil 2014. Our VOA football fans will remember the 5 African teams going to Brazil are, in alphabetical order, Algeria, Cameroon, Ghana, Ivory Coast, and Nigeria. Let's sample a few responses at the FIFA page. The question, Great Akeen from Nigeria writes, I am going for Ivory Coast. They should perform very well, but Nigeria has a brighter chance in their group, as I'm sure they'll cruise past Iran and Bosnia-Herzegovina. I noticed Great Akeen didn't mention Argentina, a 2-time World Cup champion with superstar Lionel Messi. Argentina is also in Nigeria's group, and Nigeria's match against Argentina June 25th in Porto Alegre will be arguably its toughest. Neymar, 87, writes from Germany, Trust me, VOA football fans, I don't think this is the same Neymar who features for Brazil and Barcelona. Neymar, 87, writes, If we would be realistic, each African team has to handle big difficulties in their groups. In my opinion, only Ivory Coast can make it more easily to the second round compared to other African teams. But in view of surprises, I think Algeria has the best chance to surprise the world with good results at the World Cup. And Neymar 87 continues, The Algerians have really talented players who have a strong will to succeed. I wish good luck to all the African teams. Akosi, 1998, writes from here in the USA, Nigeria and Ivory Coast will progress the furthest in Brazil. Ghana, Cameroon, and Algeria are all placed in tougher groups. For what it's worth, our African football guru, David Legg, agrees with Akosi, 1998, believing Nigeria and Ivory Coast have the best chance of advancing to the knockout rounds in Brazil. David is also ready to break down the recent action in the CAF Champions League club competition. But first, David will give us the results. Remember, VOA football fans, the first club that David mentions was the home team.
Al Ahly of Benghazi, Libya, 1. Al Ahly of Egypt, the defending champions, 0. Real Bamako of Mali, 1. Esperance of Tunisia, 1. Siwe San Pedro of Ivory Coast, 2. TP Mazembe of DR Congo, 1. Horoya of Guinea, 0. CS Faxian of Tunisia, 1. Anton Satif of Algeria, 1. Cotton Spore of Cameroon, 0. AC Leopards of Congo, 1. Al Hilal of Sudan, 1. Vita Club of DR Congo, 3. Kaiser Chiefs of South Africa, 0. And Nkana of Zambia, 0. Zamalek of Egypt, 0. One result, Stunny, that sticks out among those 8 is that big victory for Vita Club over Kaiser Chiefs. The fact that Vita won comes as no surprise to me, but the margin I found really surprising. I was not expecting Kaiser Chiefs, who've been in good form domestically and in Africa, to do better than losing by 3 goals. Interestingly, that match was played at the Tata Rafael Stadium in Kinshasa, and that, 40 years ago, was the venue for the Rumble in the Jungle. That was that famous heavyweight boxing bout in which the then undefeated George Foreman was knocked out in the 8th round by the one and only Muhammad Ali.
I am the greatest. This kid fights great. He's got speed and endurance. But if you sign to fight him, increase your insurance. I am the greatest.
Well, if Muhammad Ali did a knockout then, Firmin Mubele did the knockout blows. He scored a hat-trick, two in the first half and the third just after half-time to floor Chiefs. Although 3-0 suggests a one-sided match, it was actually anything but. Chiefs had a lot of chances, but the culprit in chief when it came to wasting them was the Zimbabwean Knowledge Musona. The other DR Congo representatives, TP Mazembe, they'll be indebted to the Tanzanian Samata because he scored 60 seconds from full time, and that changed a 2-0 scoreline to 2-1. And the Congolese, surely with home advantage, will eliminate Siwe San Pedro from the Ivory Coast. There was also a defeat on the road for the defending champions Al Ahly, similar sunny to the first round where they lost 1-0 away to Young Africans. This time they lost 1-0 away to the Libyans Al Ahly Benghazi, a match incidentally played in Tunisia because of the security situation in Libya. And the only goal came from a Zimbabwean, Edward Sadomba, scoring after 67 minutes after the veteran Ahly defender Gama failed to cut out a knockdown from a long free kick. A better result for the other Egyptian representatives, Zamalek of Egypt. They've won the title five times, most recently in 2002. They traveled south to Zambia to play in Kana, and they forced a goalless draw. So the White Knights must be favored to win the return match this coming weekend. Good results on the road for the two Tunisian teams in West Africa. Esperance went to Real Bamako of Mali, who had knocked out Enyimba of Nigeria in the previous round, and they forced a 1-1 draw. Djouini, after 27 minutes, gave the Tunisian Blood and Gold the lead, and Doumbia, 12 minutes from time, levelled. An even better result for CS Sfaxien. They went to Haroya of Guinea, the conquerors in the previous round of the mighty Raja Casablanca of Morocco. And the North Africans came away with a 1-0 victory, courtesy of a goal from Ben Youssef on the hour mark. A North African team that also won were Anton Satif of Algeria, 1-0 at home to Cotton Spore of Cameroon. Bella Miri, after 45 minutes from close range, scoring the only goal of that tie. AC Leopards of Congo Brazzaville, who were the first team from that country to reach the group stage when they qualified last year, they're in a spot of bother because they were held 1-1 at home by Al Hilal of Sudan. El Taib, after 22 minutes, gave the Omdurman club the lead, and Ndey equalized on the stroke of halftime. So an interesting situation, Sonny. And what was, however, disappointing was that only 13 goals were scored in those eight games. That's just over 1.5 goals a game. That's a pretty low average. But on the other hand, it sets up some intriguing return matches. And Kaizer Chiefs of South Africa, they've got a mountain to climb. At the very least, they have to score three unanswered goals at home against Vita in Soweto. That would take the tie to a penalty shootout. However, if Vita score one goal in the return match, Chiefs would have to score five. Now, scoring three is perhaps mission improbable, but scoring five, that would be mission impossible.
Tennis news now on the Voice of America. Some of the world's top men's players are in Miami, Florida, where they're competing at the Sony Open Hardcourt Tournament. And the defending champion from Scotland has a tough test in the quarterfinals later Wednesday. Reporter Craig Gabriel is courtside in Miami.
There's a fascinating matchup scheduled for the quarters as Andy Murray, the defending champion, takes on Novak Djokovic, the winner from the previous year. In fact, they squared off in the 2012 final. Djokovic was first through when he beat Tommy Robredo in a match delayed due to thunderstorms. Then Murray dismissed Joe Wilfried Tsonga for the ninth time in 10 meetings, 6-4, 6-1. Overall, Murray and Djokovic have met 19 times and it's 11-8 to Djokovic. Roger Federer swept aside Richard Gasquet, 6-1, 6-2, and will face Japan's Kei Nishikori, who beat last year's finalist David Ferrer from four match points down. John Isner, the last of the American men, lost to Tomasz Berdych, 6-3, 7-5. And Alex Dolgopolov's form continues. He upset Stan Wawrinka, the Australian Open winner, in three sets. Craig Gabriel for VOA Sports, Miami.
Thanks, Craig. Miami's champion basketball team faces a good challenge Wednesday night in Indianapolis, Indiana. The Miami Heat will take on the Indiana Pacers in a game between two of the top clubs in the National Basketball Association. The Pacers are setting the pace in the NBA's Eastern Conference with a record of 51 wins and 20 losses. The Heat, the two-time defending NBA champions, are two games back in the conference standings with a record of 48 victories and 21 defeats. In NBA action Tuesday night, German star Dirk Nowitzki scored 7 of his 32 points in overtime, leading the Dallas Mavericks to a 128-119 victory over the visiting Oklahoma City Thunder. Nowitzki also had 10 rebounds and 6 assists. Kevin Durant, the NBA's leading scorer, had a game-high 43 points for the Thunder. Durant is averaging more than 32 points a game this season. In other NBA results, the Cleveland Cavaliers clipped the wings of the Toronto Raptors 102-100. The Orlando Magic defeated the visiting Portland Trail Blazers 95-85. And the Los Angeles Lakers trounced the visiting New York Knicks 127-96. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's